Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Stephen Jones is here. Dr. Jones is a new friend, and he's the medical director for safety at the Yale New Haven Health System and associate professor of clinical medicine at Yale University School of Medicine, and double board certified in internal and geriatric medicine, and he's our new friend. Dr. Jones, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So you brought, I have some information here that you've been reporting on that is shocking. When I remember when I first saw the number of people who die each year, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, from car accidents. It was like 42,000 people a year in car accidents, and I thought, you know, we think nothing of this for that because of the way we hear about it, but it was the equivalent of two jumbo jets a week going down,
mm-hmm.
Right? So if we lost two jumbo jets a week, we'd stop flying, wouldn't we?
I think we would, yeah.
but we didn't stop driving. Now the good news is traffic deaths have gone down, but when I'm looking at this number here that you've reported on. They came from the British Journal of Medicine, British Medical Journal. Tell us the number for these are medical harm deaths.
So I'll tell you, Jim. I've been doing safety now in medicine for probably over 30 years. And back in 1999, a report came out from the Institute of Medicine, and the title of the report was "To Err Is Human," and it was a ground-shaking report, because what that report said at that time, back in 1999, was that somewhere between 44,000 and 98,000 people were dying in American hospitals every year from preventable mm-hmm. is the meaningful word, from preventable harm. And I remember my colleagues and I looking at that and saying, that's absolutely impossible. Those numbers can't be right.
You thought they were too high?
Yeah, and you know, uh-huh. $98,000 lives is the equivalent of one jumbo jet crashing every day on
yeah.
American soil. And I was right; the numbers were wrong. The numbers are actually higher. You know, the latest data, and it's good data that was published in the British Medical Journal back in May of last year, says it's somewhere between 250,000 to 400,000 people
wow.
are dying. And so that's the equivalent of, you know, two jumbo jets crashing every single day. Now,
several,
you know, I want to be
700 a day, and it's the
yeah.
third leading cause of death.
Right behind heart disease and cancer.
It's astonishing.
It is astonishing. But, you know, we have to be careful here, Jim, because it shouldn't be an indictment of the healthcare system in America, which is really very good. I mean, we have some of the greatest people, most dedicated
right.
people, and the highest technologies, and we're really saving countless lives. And if you look at what we've accomplished, you know, even over the last century, people are living twice
right.
as long as they used to live, and we've done a lot of good. But In the spectrum of all the good stuff we're doing, we're still causing unreasonable level of harm.
Does this include like staff infections? Does it include things like that?
This includes a lot, Jim. This includes anything from misdiagnosis of the diseases to people.
Because to me, the reason I say this, Dr. Jones, to me, a staff infection is not the same thing as a doctor making a misdiagnosis. I mean, who knows where staff is? I mean, I know my daughter's a nurse, and they work hard to keep it out of their hospital, but it gets in there. I don't think a staff infection is the same thing as a misdiagnosis.
No, I mean, but that's one element,
yeah.
we do have issues with, you know, overuse of antibiotics and resistance
right.
developing,
right.
in the course of trying to manage some of the infections we've created new problems in terms of resistance, but it goes beyond that, Jim. You know, again, it's people doing the best job they possibly can, but for all sorts of reasons, from the way medicine is doled out and things like med reconciliation and people taking their medications right, and you know, we have just an overabundance of medications and overabundance of technologies, and even for the most educated people, it's confusing. And you know, you send somebody home who's elderly on 16 medications, it's almost impossible for them to take those correctly. So we, as much as we try to do the right thing, sometimes right. we create more problems.
So let me ask you this question. As a medical safety professional, as an expert that you are, there being management solutions to this, not medical solutions, but maybe more management as in better communication, better accountability? Do you see it actually being a mechanical management type of solution?
Yeah, I see it as being a solution on two fronts, Jim. One is on good system design within, and this is true not just for healthcare. This is true for any industry, any business. You know, it's certainly true for aviation, where they have gone from, you know, 67 years ago when you flew, you took your life in your hands. Now it's very, very safe. Much of that is around system design, redundancy being built in. I mean, that is a key component of having people operate in an environment where they can do their job well. But the other part, and the more important part, is people. And the two fundamental rules about all of us, and this applies, again, to anyone, no matter how brilliant, how smart, where you're coming from, what walk of life, we are all human beings and we're all prone to errors. There is no perfect person in the world, with the exception of my wife, just so you know that. But there's no perfect person in the world. And we are going to make errors in the context of our comings and goings. You don't wake up in the morning and say, today's the day, I'm not going to make a mistake. But additionally, we have free will. And free will is the thing that sometimes is just wonderful for us. It's a blessing, and sometimes it's a curse, because we sometimes make decisions and choices that have consequences that we never intended.
Well, and we have conflicting things going on in our lives that takes our attention away, and it seems like we have a lot more things competing for our attention these days. I assume that that's probably contributing to this.
That's true for all of us. And, you know, the simple example of that, Jim, is what we're all probably guilty of, and I certainly am in that category as well, is when we drive on the interstate. You know, the posted speed limit, depending on what state you're in, is 55 or 65.
That's just very a suggestion few people, these days, isn't it?
It's a suggestion. Very few people take that as a solid rule, and we kind of collectively violate that. And that's what we call out-risk behavior.
I got to take a break in a second. What is one thing, if you could push a button and it would be the first thing you would fix, and it would fix it, what would that be in the medical safety area?
To stop punishing people for making honest errors.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I would do is good
punitive
system design.
Punitive, does it work?
Yeah, it does. So, you know, if you have a couple more seconds, so you remember a guy named Tom Watson was the founder of IBM.
Right.
Back when. And then there's a story, and maybe it's urban legend, but the story is that one of his employees made a million-dollar accounting error.
Right.
And before he even, you know, heard from the boss, he wrote his letter of resignation and submitted it to Tom Watson and said, I'm out of here. And Tom Watson said, you're not going anywhere. I just invested $1 million in you.
Right.
You know, and he actually used to have a saying that the way to succeed is to double your error rate. Now, we don't advocate that, but
Dr. Jones, hold on that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, this is fascinating stuff, and we're going to apply it to our businesses, these ideas of Dr. Jones, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.